I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, color. This podcast is the home of colorful conversations, and I'm your host, Momtaz Begum Hussein. I'm a color therapist, modern color theorist, and author of the book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Color. Color is central to my life. And you'll notice that if you walk past me in the streets, I only dress colorfully. And by that, I mean no black, gray, beige, white, or brown in my wardrobe. I much prefer to look gorgeous in green, radiant in red, pretty in pink, perfect in purple, and original in orange. On a daily basis, I experience the feel-good benefits of dopamine dressing, the effect it has on me and on others. This week's edition of Hello Colour is an inspiring celebration of colour that will give you tips, encouragement, motivation and confidence to dress in colour, because wearing colour is the ultimate mood booster. And here's why. What is dopamine dressing? Well, dopamine is known as one of the feel-good hormones. When we experience dopamine, we feel happy, positive, and a natural sense of satisfaction that runs through our veins. One way we can encourage this feeling is through what we wear. Different colours can make us feel different ways, but it's very personal. So, what colours do you love? When you wear these colours, you'll get a rush of dopamine. And in a nutshell, that's what dopamine dressing is. It's wearing colours that make us feel fantastic. The clothes I wear are a key part of my identity, and my wardrobe is filled with colours in the rainbow spectrum. I'm not a fan of neutrals. I'd much rather wear bold brights, as they instantly uplift me, so I know I'm guaranteed to feel happy when I wear them. But there's also a secondary effect. Wearing colour makes other people I encounter feel happy too. Now, it's worth noting, bright colours are not everyone's happy colours. And if you get the same feelings that I do when you wear white or beige or brown, then that's completely fine. I find I strike up conversations with strangers daily because of what I'm wearing. And I know that wouldn't happen if I wasn't feeling so good in the colours I'm wearing. Colour is definitely an icebreaker that brings people together. Being colour confident. Colour confidence doesn't occur overnight. It can take time to develop because of the associations we have with colours, whether they suit us or not, and what they mean. An example is the black dress. It has two very different images. A smart black dress is worn on solemn occasions like funerals in Western culture. But then a little black dress is seen as seductive attire on a night out. When colours have so many associations, it's no wonder we can overthink the colours that we wear. Will they be wrong? Over the top? Or worse, what will people think about me? Instead of worrying, start to get lost in wonderment instead. My advice for gaining colour confidence is simply to enjoy colour. Don't think about colour rules, like certain colours go together or don't. Instead, focus on what colours you love. If you love a particular colour but don't have enough of it in your life, then start to introduce it into your wardrobe. Even small pops will have a powerful, uplifting effect. And don't worry about creating a completely new look or going shopping. See what you have or what you could borrow just to try. So if you have a pair of navy trousers and you might normally team that with something of a neutral tone, then just try wearing it with something of a colour you wouldn't normally pick. Seeing how colours work in unison with each other can help you feel more confident wearing them. And don't worry too much if you don't have the clothes. This is why accessories were invented. Whether it's a wallet, a scarf, a cap, socks, jewellery, these details allow us to play with colour. The O word, other people. It's time to stop worrying about what others think of what we wear and realise that what we wear can bring positive feelings to someone else. When we wear a colour, it gives off vibrations, so we can feel these ourselves. For example, wearing our favourite colour can make us feel great, but it also creates an aura around us that other people can sense. If we feel good, we literally will give off good vibes. Now, no negative comment is nice to receive. And if you do receive a negative comment about what you're wearing, then just remember that it will pass and it's irrelevant. The real factor is that colour is an instant mood booster. Any negativities will be outweighed by the incredible impact you will have on someone's day when you wear colour. I get daily compliments about wearing colourful clothes. In the most unexpected of places, I write them down as a reminder of how powerful colour is. Now, here's a couple of recent examples. You're looking fabulous. I got that one when I was walking in the park. She looks colourful. That's cheered me up. That was from two women chatting as they walked past my desk in my temping job. I love your swags, babe. I love it. And that was from a man who walked past me while I was on the way to Asda to do my grocery shopping. So you see, just by wearing some form of colour, you will inspire complete strangers and you'll also feel really great too. I hope you enjoyed today's dopamine dressing chat. And most importantly, I hope it inspires you to be more conscious of the colours of the clothing that you're wearing, how they make you feel, and how you can change someone else's day for the better simply by the outfit decisions you make. If you have any questions about dopamine dressing or any other aspect of colour, then get in touch. You can email me or contact me on social media at MomTuzBH on Instagram and Twitter. All the details are in the show notes. Hello Colour is presented by MomTuz Begum Hussein. The show's theme tune, I Dig Your Colours, is composed by the brilliant Cellophane Company, a three-piece band based in LA, London and Tokyo. Now, you can find them on Spotify and Apple Music, where you can listen to this track in full on their EP, Colour Theory. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.